Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 6, 2020. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, March 22, 2020. Question: has the Creator, nature, started judging the earth? Answer: I do not speak on behalf of the Creator, but personally, I would like his judgment of humanity to begin so that we will feel the clear distinction between good and bad. This could already direct us toward the goal of creation in a way that is not soft and confusing but in a rigid and very clear manner, a step to the left, a step to the right, and that is all. Question: do I become younger, healthier, and stronger when I draw the influence of the upper light? Answer: first of all, you become wiser. And then in addition to wisdom, you choose who you want to be as you become wiser. Question: is it right to write positive statements to myself saying that life does not stop because of the coronavirus? Answer: life does not stop anyway. The virus does not stop it but is only meant to give our lives a new direction, a new motion. Question: what efforts can women who have recently graduated from the Academy of the Wisdom of Kabbalah in Moscow make? Answer: only in dissemination. Question: what are the best actions that any person can perform now? Answer: it is only to explain to everyone that we have to unite. This is how we will overcome all the problems that will now constantly emerge for all of us together and for each one individually. Today, nature is starting to push us in a very clear and rigid manner toward the goal, toward the general connection. Question: why didn't the death of 40 million people from the Spanish flu at the time lead to good relations? Answer: it was not the right time then. But now, the time has come. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 22, 2020. Meeting Nature. Question: what steps should we take in order to meet nature halfway? Answer: first, we simply need to unite and understand that all of humanity is one single family. Indeed, inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, together with man, is one single organism. Second, we, as parts of this single organism system, should try to be as close to each other as possible, understand each other, consciously act with common concern for nature, and think about how to make our connections integral and global. Practically everything should be aimed at love thy neighbor as thyself. Of course, this is a very distant goal, but the pursuit of this goal already allows nature to react positively. It will soften our enormous universal egoism and somehow balance it. We will no longer fall into increasingly selfish levels where we are indifferent to everything that happens to us and to others. We must definitely invoke the positive power of nature upon ourselves. And for this, we must unite. If thousands of people are united, if they understand how the integral picture of nature is arranged, how we all depend on each other and on nature itself, how a person can start moving toward the other, they will cause a common positive force and it will transform everything. From Cab TV's Meetings with Kabbalah. Victoria Bonia, March 29, 2020. Without faith in the Creator. Question: why is it bad to live without faith in the Creator? Answer: the wisdom of Kabbalah does not claim that it is bad. Kabbalah does not compel people to believe in the Creator or to pray to Him. It is only if a person feels a need and a necessity to do so, if he sees that there is nothing else but the revelation of the Creator and adhesion to Him, that he operates this way. There is absolute free will when it comes to that. It is as we say that there is no coercion in spirituality. Not in any way. When a person comes to our group, one stays if one wants to, and if a person doesn't want to, he leaves. He doesn't owe anyone anything in any way. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 1, 2019. New Life 1227. Political Independence in a Global Era.
Shalom lachem.
Hello to you. Thank you for joining us today. This is our New Life Talk series with Dr. Rav Michael Leichtman. Hello. Rav, hello. Owen, this is show number 1207, and we want to talk with Rav Leichtman about the concept of national independence. Look, in previous years, you could talk about national independence in a simple way. Now, in the age of the coronavirus, when we think about it more deeply, a global catastrophe, so to speak, has come and turned humanity into one unit. This virus doesn't know where the border lies between your continent and mine, your country and mine. It came down on all of us as one. Now, in this reality, which is entirely global, I want you to help me understand what the meaning of independent or national independence is. There are many nations in the world. Some feel themselves more to be more independent, some less. How do you see the concept of national independence in a global era like the era of the coronavirus? Love. First of all, I don't see there even being such a thing as national independence, really. Not because of the coronavirus era, necessarily. Rather, we have entered an era, an age of human development, which is an age of connection between everyone, all the nations, all the peoples, all the continents, bringing ourselves to back again to a state of, let's call it Babylon, as it was 3,500 years ago. Owen, and what does that state mean? Love. That we all live together. There was one people and one language. Living like one family. Nowadays, this is difficult. We're not as simple and primitive as the Babylonians were back then, if we can think about them that way. But regardless, from the perspective of nature, nature sees us as one system. And so it is worthwhile for us to relate to ourselves in the same way. Owen, where in such an image where the Creator treats us all as one system, this is becoming very clear in the age of Corona. The virus, as we said, doesn't know where the borders lie between nations. So what is the meaning, or perhaps all meaning has left the concept of national independence? How do you view the concept of national independence in this era? Love. We're in this state for lack of choice. We're helpless. Each and every nation in the world is suffering from this greatly. Imagine to yourself, if there were no borders, if we connected together everything that we can produce and trade and share, if we could build one unified system in the time of the coronavirus, we've witnessed a united medical system, you could call it, even a national one, even though there was no need for it, really, but it was done. So there's this unified system through which we take care of everything, the children, the youth, the elderly, everything. If we could build a planetary, like a global system, an international one over the entire Earth, how good and convenient and pleasant it would be for us. We'd come to a state where no one feels that he is above everyone, lesser than anyone, that he won't care if he deserves, doesn't deserve. It won't be a concern. That is, we will be caring for everyone similarly. And then there wouldn't have been the need to pour so much money into the arms race, for example. We have no greater expenses than those related to war. It's each time, I don't know even how much, 2,000 billion more than that. Yes, $200 billion that we spend on that. Except for that, also, other than that, nobody really enjoys it anyway. So if you could redistribute that money, we could make life heaven on earth. Oren, there's only one small problem, you know. Rav, I know. Oren, it's called human beings. If there were no human beings on earth, then possibly we could take the whole earth, remove the borders, and have it all one family, and you said heaven on earth, yes? So the only creatures in the way of this paradise are human beings. I don't think fish in the sea have national borders. There are territories in nature. The thing does exist, meaning territories, it's something we cannot erase. It exists in reality today. So from this reality, given this perception of this perception of how it could be a paradise on earth, a heaven on earth, and we have each one living within his own borders, how do you see now, in this century, the concept of national independence? What's going to happen with it? Love. I don't know. I look at children fighting. They constantly want to harm each other, damage each other. They're constantly at war. And although I expect them to connect together, for there to be reciprocity and love and good games instead of war games, it doesn't happen. Owen, it completely doesn't. Love. So the ego is our nature, and it doesn't give us a moment's rest. Owen, clear. So in this reality that we know very, very palpably, yes, so we had this perception of something called national independence. Now the coronavirus enters, and perhaps it disrupts things, or it doesn't. I want to ask, how do you see today the concept of national independence of a certain nation? Love. I think we need to sit down very seriously and to begin to understand what the coronavirus is doing to us, what it's pushing us towards, what we need to understand in light of this coronavirus. Owen, where does it push us? What do we need to understand in the context of national independence? That we need to become as one humanity. Owen, how can this happen? Do you believe it's possible? Love. We have no choice. These viruses, we've entered in an age of viruses. And they won't let us relax. We will feel how they are vicious, cruel. They can't be fought. And we will need, from good or bad, through good or bad, to learn how to behave towards each other in order to mitigate the effect of the viruses. Owen, I get it. Rav, those viruses they're a result of a lack of balance between, in the system. Owen, between nations, between what? Love. Even between individual people, we need to understand that if we achieve balance between us, each one helps his friend and so on, if we help each other build systems which are friendly, then these viruses will also vanish. Otherwise, we will get them, we will discover them, we will see them grow in quantity and quality. They'll become even more cruel. Oh, and so, in large, these viruses are meant to teach us to bring us to a state where we learn that we're all one humanity. And if we begin to feel ourselves to be one single humanity all over the earth, if the relationships become more friendly, we will enter a balanced state between us, which will also calm down all of nature around us, including the virus. Is that the big picture? Oh, yes. Owen. All right. So inside of this big picture, I want to relate to the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel, however you look at it, is a special one in every aspect. It must always, always protect itself. It needs to protect itself from stopping to exist, right? I don't think there are so many, I don't think there's another country where people need to protect themselves so heavily. I thought that I could tell my children that when they're adults, they won't have to go to army, and same thing was said to me by my parents, but now my young son is going to join the army, he's drafted, so the nation of Israel is under constant existential threat. So after having clarified the concept of national independence in the age of the coronavirus, where do you see the nation of Israel with respect to national independence today in 2010? A very special place. The nation of Israel is responsible over the correction of the whole of humanity, the whole world, all the peoples, each and every individual. I'm not talking about a nation as we call it today, but more I'm referring to the people of Israel, let's say. The people of Israel, that's better to say, because I'm talking about the people of Israel, which is also scattered, dispersed across the world, across the globe. We have to discover our purpose. This is also why we're hated. Why are we hated? What do the nations of the world want from us? What form do we need to take? What example do we need to give to all the nations of the world? And then, how to act out this example, how to apply it in practice. And then, we will get to a state where there are no more wars, as you say. Owen, so as far as you're concerned, the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, the nation which is the nation of the Jewish people, has a crucial role to play in humanity as a whole, between nations and people, in order to achieve a state where humanity is single humanity all over the earth. But if we look at historical processes, we see that a few dozen years ago, suddenly all the Jews came here, gathered here in this land, and they established the nation of Israel. It's been existing for a few decades now. It's flourishing in certain areas, suffering greatly in others. How do you see from this point that we lead this global process? What needs to happen? If you say that the world is advancing towards a state where humanity will be a single humanity, then why, in terms of the process, were the Jewish people assembled here, gathered here, and establishing the nation of Israel? It's seemingly the opposite from being a single humanity, right? So we have to understand that this nation was established as a way to escape the pogroms, the oppression, the murders. The Jews, not the Jews, wherever they are in the world, that's what they felt. That's what they got from their neighbors, from the nations of the world, when they were dispersed amongst them. Now, if there wasn't such a huge blow, which never passes, doesn't pass, it simply continues and persists, the more humanity develops, we've seen anti-Semitism also grow and develop. Once it was thought that it will be the opposite, the fathers of Zionism, right? But it was a different case. The nation was established because they looked for shelter and they found it nowhere but for here.
Rav, and Oren, so how do you see this nation today? So it was established as a shelter, Rav, yes, as a shelter, although the Jews don't see it as one. But in special occasions in history where there's nowhere to run, like from Russia when they fled here from Russia and other places also, but in truth, they're not coming to the nation of Israel, to the country of Israel, because of anything except for it being a shelter. Owen, does the existence of the independence of a nation like Israel important to you? Rav, I think yes, but on the condition, there's a condition, on the condition that this people that was built here, it was built up here, and this country, this nation that was established here, they need to serve as a foundation for the proper development of the whole of humanity. Owen, what does it mean to be a nation which is a foundation for the proper development of the whole humanity? Love. That all humanity needs to come to a state of one man with one heart, brotherly love. By that it reaches the apex of its development, the whole of humanity. And this group needs to bring them there. This group called the nation, the people of Israel. Oh, and so according to this nice picture you drew for us of the whole of humanity, how does the nation of Israel need to, how does it need to look? What does it mean that it becomes independent in the full sense of it? Love, that it puts only one goal in front of it. A good mutual connection between all its residents and all people in the world. Because we, in the nation of Israel, are representatives of the whole world. You're from Tayman, Yemen. I'm from Russia. There's others from France and Germany. It doesn't matter. We're from everywhere. But here, we need to give others an example of how it's possible to live with peace, love, connection between everyone, and not to give the opposite example. An example of strife, problems, argument, endless conflict. That's what accompanies our life here in the nation of Israel. So as for today, this nation can not yet serve as an example for the whole of the world, for the nations of the world. And that is a problem. Owen, look, there's something, when you spoke now, I felt a great conflict here. On one hand, we have such great spirits of charity. It's, how to say it, it's in the DNA of the nation, right? Charity is built in to us, right? There's so many groups and on the other end of the scale, we have, how you put it, endless arguments, right? How can it be that in a country with two such extremes, polar opposites, there's this such a warm, good heart, and on the other hand, such a powerful, vicious individual intellect? For two Jews, you need three synagogues, it said. So, how can these things serve us, if at all, in building the example of a proper connection between residents in a nation? Love. We don't know our destiny, our purpose, because it is above us. It's in the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the foundation of the nation. In the past, using the wisdom of Kabbalah, we disconnected from the whole of Babylon, and under Abraham, our patriarch, we went this way, the way of the land of Canaan. Since then, we haven't made any great strides forward. We need to renovate, to renew this whole foundation from Abraham, to know how to come together, how to unite, how to discover our purpose. Yes, as Abraham asked the Creator, how will I know that I will inherit it? Yes? Oh, and what do these words mean? How will I know that I will inherit it? Love. When I'll come to the nation of Israel, the true people of Israel, the true nation of Israel, the people of Israel that sustains itself and also relays the light to all the Babylonians who for the time being scatter across the world from Babylon. Oh, and so how can we truly be an example for a nation where people relate to each other properly? The people of Israel is very accepting of the fact, let's say, very aware of the fact that it has the Torah of Israel, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, the internality of the Torah. Oh, and what does it teach? Love. It teaches only love thy friend as thyself. Oh, and so, as you see it, we lack a method to build up a country where there will be love thy friend as thyself. Love. Yes. Oh, and then? Love. And then we will serve as an example to other people, to other peoples, by practicing love thy friend as thyself, and then we can also give them the method of how to love everyone as you love yourself. Owen, where in this picture of love between people, as you said, love thy friend as thyself, if it doesn't take place here in Israel, then how can you see it happening between all people, above nations, above borders, as one humanity, as you said at first? They cannot do it because we aren't doing it. Owen, how does the concept of independence, how is it related to proper connections between people in a country? How does the quality of connections between people affect the nation's independence, right? National independence. If we're connected together, no one can harm us because we are under the upper force, which is the global integral force of nature, which envelops us, ties us together. And instead of the coronavirus or other such problems, such hatred that is awakened against us in all the peoples, on the nations, instead of that, nature would have brought us good relationships and good attitudes, friendly attitudes from everyone in the world. Oh, and so you say that if the connections between people are correct, they will match the development of nature, and then there will be this protection over them from the system. Love. Yes. Owen, what do you wish upon the nation of Israel in this time? It's soon to be Independence Day. What do you wish from your heart to the nation? Love. Only that it understands what it needs to do. Nothing else besides. I cannot wish for it anything good, because it's the good. The good depends on the extent to which the nation scrutinizes and then fulfills its role. Owen, what does it mean on the practical level to understand what this nation needs to do? That this is what you wish it, and why did you choose to wish the nation specifically this? Love. Because by this I bless the whole world, all the nations of the world, with connection. If I bring the nation of Israel to connection, the people of Israel, by that I bring all the nations in the world to connection as well. Owen, so it follows that this nation is a kind of a pilot for research and development of a new kind of connection between people. Love, correct. Owen, do you believe this pilot can be successful? Love, it will be successful, it must be successful. The question is, through what forces, positive or negative? But these forces are all now coming closer and beginning to do the work. Oren, how does this time of Corona, how is it related to the concept of national independence? It teaches all of humanity how they need to be interconnected, how to rise above the ego, needing to rise above the ego, how it needs to stop engaging with unnecessary things, imaginary dealings, as we call them, producing unnecessary things, and instead of that, to engage only in proper connections between people. Owen, but why do you tie the coronavirus to what you say, namely that in the future, people will have to reach this global interconnection without nations and borders and so on? Because now, in the time of Corona, we see that you have different peoples, different nations, and they all feel that they are facing a single collective blow. Owen, one single collective blow, as you see, necessitates the advancement towards a collective humanity. Rav, yes. And we should make an effort to bring one cure to everyone, to show everyone that we're all human beings, interdependent, and that's how we will advance. I hope very much. I'm certain that such viruses ultimately will compel us to be connected. But it's better to be connected together as happy humanity. Owen, so this is our last minute. We talked about national independence. How do you see the concept of independence for the individual? What is an independent individual? Rav, independent of all the disturbances and hindrances from being connected to everyone. Owen, what achievements can such a person achieve that a non-independent person cannot? Rav, he's connected to everyone else with good, positive relationships. What else could he want? He feels himself to be free, in a free world. Everyone like him. He likes everyone. It's like a baby in his mother's hands. Owen, that's what we're supposed to feel at the end of the process of development, all over the world, above nations and countries and borders. Rav, yes, yes. All the world, whatever you, everything. Is it possible? Rav, yes. Owen, is it possible? Rav, yes. Owen, amen and amen. Thank you, Rav, for being with us. Thank you, all the viewers, for being with us. New Life, learning to live well. Thank you, goodbye.